Yeah. What's that monolith doing over there? There, now are you happy now, Frank, that you got that out of your system?
In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different than you or me. He worked in a satellite loading bay, just polishing switches to pay his way. He did his job well with a cheerful face, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his boss didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Shot him into space.
Satellite of love.
Get me down!
get going there, Joe.
Mystery Science Theater.
Ah, my robot.
Mystery Science Theater.
You just keep them flying and remember, Joe, all right?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say on the subject of Daleks. Stay away. Really, stay away. No, honestly, just stay away. They're horrible. It is a popular and well-known fact throughout the universe that should you find yourself trapped in a room with an angry Dalek, the probability of surviving numbers in figures so infinitesimally small that you've more chance of picking up a date in the hermaphrodite abstention classes of Celibacy 6. Daleks, as many people have spotted, are squat, ruthless, and not terribly friendly machine creatures from the planet Skaro. Skaro was known primarily to be a grey, stairless wasteland, which explains why one promising young scientist decided to add a touch of colour to the drab, carlade lifestyle by creating a race of evil, deadly war machines to house the genetically accelerated remains of his species. This is generally considered to have been a bad idea. Davros, as this scientist was known, enjoyed a stratospheric existence in carlade society, when his original planned career as a footballer was cut short, like his legs, by a 20-megaton explosive. Davros's newfound creation ethic led to his rapid and brief flirtation with personal apotheosis. "That power would set me up above the gods," said Davros, as he created the Daleks, aware that a god with no followers is rather like the inside of a closed cupboard owned by Professor Schrödinger. It doesn't exist if no one's observing it, prodding it, or otherwise forming incorrect conclusions about the nature of its existence. That didn't stop Ulan Kluvin using Davros as the central theme of his best-selling book, Why Being a God Really Stunts One's Growth. True to form, the Daleks then exterminated him. And thus the Daleks were born. With nothing better to do than dig their way out of a 100-yard tunnel, they decided to seek to bring about the death of every living being in the universe, one by one, assuming that since they were all going to die anyway, they could only be successful. Daleks are powered by static electricity and hate, and don't try to tell them otherwise. It was only after his final creation of the Daleks was signed off and filed that Davros spotted the major flaw in the design of these would-be conquerors. Unwilling to admit that his perambulatory calculations might be slightly askew, Davros spent the next 200 years after his death trying to conceptualize a way for his galaxy-traversing warriors to navigate stairs, without resorting to the obvious solution. Legs. Incidentally, Davros's earliest experiments were in the burgeoning field of disco physics, a discipline involved largely in the translation of repeated, precise physical movements into mathematical models of reality. However, all traces of the choreographical sciences were thoroughly obliterated by Davros after his accident, and his creations were forbidden at all costs to research the subject. Daleks never invite their creator up to dance.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of Mystery Science Radio. I'm your host, Cherokee Jack, broadcasting from the Jefferson Airship of Love. I'm bringing Torgo to the Capital Center for the Arts to engage in some wonderful theatrical entertainment, also known as a play. So while we're drifting over the city, I'm going to play for you, my friends, some wonderful, wonderful music and some other antics here on the Jefferson Airship.
This is awful. I can't sleep. I haven't slept for 500 years. It's the freaking engines of this airship always going. And the master stomping around. And Torgo shaving his knees. How's anybody ever supposed to get some sleep on this thing?
Relax.
What the f-
You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? Talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
Swing.
On the window. One, two, three, sleep. Poetry. That'll work.
Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak.
Doesn't even rhyme. Is that Mike T's name?
Paranoid.
I can't stand T.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and be amused at the future. I predict that politics will make stranger bedfellows than ever before. I fearlessly predict that the once politically inactive South will rise again in no uncertain terms. I predict that every vote south of the Mason-Dixon line could easily be conservative. I predict there will be two political parties in America. One will be the Conservative Party and the other will be the Liberal Party. There will be a clean-cut division which no one could conscientiously cross over. This startling trend will become most apparent before the next election, and you will join heartily in this stand whether you want to or not. Now, don't say you won't, because I predict you will. I predict fashions for both men and women will be exactly alike in the new unisex trend. The new tunics, which will soon be worn, have no difference except in size. Men are growing smaller in stature, and the women are growing larger in stature, and there will only be three sizes, large, medium, and small, to the new tunic you will soon wear. I predict there will be body stockings for those who would feel shy or modest. Those who wish to wear nothing naturally will be free to do so. I predict the day of severity in dress will soon be at hand, almost puritanical in style, with no beads, no jangles, no bracelets. Men and women will wear exactly the same makeup, the same style of hairdress, and if required, the same type of wig. I was not allowed to say on television, radio, or have it appear in my column, as the advertisers would clomp down on me and clomp very heavily. I further predict the new age of nudity, for the human body will be glorified. Body design, self-painted, will take up most of your spare time. Women will decorate their breasts with startling colors, while men will decorate their genitals. Those who are politically orientated will always print body slogans on themselves, and this will take place of the present-day bumper stickers. Subdued colors will be used in the cloth, but riotous colors will be painted on your body. I predict that the entertainment personalities of the future will be entertainment personalities and nothing else. When someone pays admission to hear a singer or a comedian, they will not tolerate protest messages. They will demand and receive 100% entertainment, as this is the only thing that television or the radio sponsor will tolerate. Too many items are now off the shelves due to a subconscious boycott of that item by the viewer who rejected the program on which this item was advertised. I predict entertainment will be entertainment and entertainment alone. I predict that in our tomorrow, the Little Women will reign supreme. I predict that it will be impossible for a man to divorce a woman, for she must divorce him. I predict there will not be the present marriage status, but it will be a marriage contract by which the man must abide. And if a man walks away from supporting his wife or children, it will be a compounded felony in the eyes of justice. I predict that both a religious and a civil ceremony will be required of all marriages. I predict in the future it will be very possible for a woman to sell her husband to another woman, both legally and morally. I predict man will truly be the slave of woman. You women now control 93% of the wealth and spend 87 cents out of every dollar. So what are we poor men to do? Personally, I welcome it. Because we men have made such a mess of things, you women must naturally come to our rescue and do better.
I'm just hydrogen, nitrogen, potassium to her. I wonder why, I wonder why I adore her. I deplore her. I'm just hydrogen, nitrogen, potassium to her. One and only, and I know, yes I know he'll be. Bat an eye in my direction, and I'm filled with affection. There is need of protection, I'll admit. But I have an institution that is such a high position. He will never, ever, ever fall for me. I'm just hydrogen, nitrogen, potassium to her. And that's the score. Yes, that's the score. By the torch for him I'll carry. Always, always carry. And I'm filled with affection. There is need of protection, I'll admit. But I have an institution that is such a high position. He will never, ever, ever fall for me. I'm just hydrogen, nitrogen, potassium to him. For him I'll carry, always, always carry.
Spring was never waiting. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dark. Between the pines. blotted pages that were pressed in love's heart's fever time, like a striped pair of hands. Flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh,
here we are, Torgo, at the Capital Center for the Arts, about to see a world premiere performance by a wonderful playwright who started out with the humble beginnings of a fertilizer salesman in Texas.
I don't like plays, Cherokee. Why do you have to drag me to these things?
Shh, it's starting.
Or the dog. A master does not like children.
We only want to know where Valley Lodge is.
Which way do we go? There is no place like that around here.
Mike, I'm scared, and it's getting dark.
Well, Torgo, which way is out of here?
There is no way out of here. He'll be docked soon. There is no way out of here.
Yeah, this is awful.
Who does that guy think he is?
Spend the night here and then tomorrow.
Oh, Mike, I don't want to stay the
look,
night
look
here.
At his monstrous knees.
Well, it seems we have no alternative. Well, how about it,
how can he walk like that? Why don't they help him?
Then the master wouldn't approve.
Don't worry about it. We're here now. I'm sure the master won't throw us out. Well,
just repeat to yourself, Torgo. It's only a play. It's only a play. It's only a play.
I just don't know.
Now,
that's it, I'm leaving. How do I get back to the airship? Where did you stash the ladder?
Daddy! Uncle! Let's go, Momo, though!
Well, Torgo, in or out?
Patient, dear.
Very well.
That kid is a brat.
The master will be very disturbed. But I'll get the blue
I can't light. Believe your taste in theater. Cherokee. That's the worst theme music I've ever heard. That's it, I'm taking you to Aunt Betty's slumber party next week.